Imagine with me. You and an undisclosed number of other guys have been invited to my house. For what? Well, for me to get fucked. Then take all of your loads back to back, of course. It's not more complicated than that. The only rules are that the ladies set the pace and don't be an asshole. You're the last guy to arrive. You knock at the door and my lovely friend answers. She steps out onto the porch with you, holding a clipboard and a pen. She's completely naked and exposed to the world. She confirms who you are and checks you off. With that out of the way, she takes you by the hand and leads you inside. You notice as you follow that she's got a butt plug in. My living room is spacious, and there's a lot of room to sit. There are towels laid across all the furniture, as well as a pile in the middle. There are a lot of guys here of every size and color a girl could want. You reflexively start to count them, but then you stop. It's much hotter just to assume the amount after all. They're all already naked. I'm currently blowing one that's sitting down while another guy fondled one of my breasts and the other is fingering my pussy. I also have a butt plug in my tight little ass. Most of the others are watching patiently and stroking their cocks. We've got some impatient bi guys who are sucking or stroking each other too. My friend offers you a bottle of water and directs your attention to some lube and condoms on the table. There's plenty enough for everyone here. She bids you to come closer to the throng of naked men and helps you undress. I'm blowing a different guy now while I get fucked from behind. My friend is now in the same state I am. Blowing you while she takes it from behind, her hands are also holding cocks, stroking them. She periodically switches her mouth between them, sure to keep you all satisfied. I'm now fully into the swing of it. I tell them I want to have my ass fucked too. The guy behind me gently pulls out the plug. I straddle a guy cowgirl style and a different guy's behind me putting on a condom. Now I'm having both my holes taken while I deep throat another guy. My friend really likes what I'm doing and wants to do that too. She takes out the plug and does the same except it's reverse cowgirl. Her head hangs over somewhat while the third guy fucks her face. It's easy to get lost in it all at this point. You can feel the intensity from everyone, no matter what you're doing. Everyone's getting their turn to fuck whatever hole of ours they want. We get greedy and even start to take two cocks in each hole, alternating with wild abandon. Everyone knows they're supposed to hold their load so they can pull out to take it easy if they need to. Some cocks come back after just a minute or two, ready to plow any hole they can. No one's really paying attention to how long this is going on. Is it an hour? Two? All that's important is the hot, tight feeling of your cocks in our holes. I can't take it anymore. I'm so used and sweaty. I want my reward for all this hard work that I'm putting in for you guys. I tell them I'm finally ready, and I go over to my friend. She grabs two speculum from the table, and I tell you guys to continue stroking while she gets me prepped. I lay back with my legs over my head on the towels in the middle of the room. My holes are so red from getting fucked so much. My friend inserts the tool into my cunt first, expanding it nice and wide. Then she does the same thing with my ass. Now is the time that everyone can come. My friend helps out anyone that needs to get close. A guy comes over to me. He bends down, angles his cock, and shoots a huge load right into my gaping ass. None of it missed its target. My friend moves over to me to give them filthy encouragement. loads start dropping into both of my holes, one right after the other. Some of the cum gets on the outside and soaks my landing strip. My friend scrapes it off with her finger and into my holes where it belongs. I start to push the cum up just enough to see it, but not push it out. I bet you could fill a small glass with all of it now. The loads keep on coming. I stay in my position while my friend gets some lube on her hands. She dips her fingers in, swirling them around in puddles of cum building inside me. She occasionally rubs it between her fingers and licks them. She gets more and rubs it into her breasts and uses it as lube to finger herself. Then she starts to lick around my gaping holes, moaning and sounding greedily by the second. She tells me to push it out for her. It comes up, and as it tries to get out, she sucks up as much as she can. It's leaking out, dripping all down my body and her chin. She leans down and kisses me. Our tongues move the cum back and forth, tasting it fully and making us even messier. She licks me from head to toe to get as much of the cum as she possibly can. She continues to make out with me while some of the guys finger us both. We keep going until we come for the fourth, maybe fifth time now. We're in need of some rest at this point. We get up the towels and put them in a hamper. There's quite a bit to clean. We let everyone know how much fun we had and that we'll call them all if we decide to do this again. We all drink some water, wash up, and we see each of them out. Once they're all gone, my friend and I lay down together on the couch to relax and get back to normal. But don't worry. I have a feeling we'll call you again really soon.